Professor Graham and Kevin's ABCs.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. I'm Professor Graham, here with my pal Kevin. Say hi, Kevin. And over the next couple weeks, we intend on taking you through a magical debate journey to learn all of the debate lingo that maybe you've heard and read, but don't exactly know what it means. We'll be covering simpler concepts and more commonplace terms, and going on to a deeper dive to understand them just a little bit better. Overall, the goal should be to increase your overall debate knowledge instead of just learning what specific words mean. Got anything to add, Kevin? Professor? I hardly know her! Hello, debaters, and welcome to the very first episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. I'm here with my pal Kevin, and today the word of the day is going to be advantage. So what is an advantage? Well, personally, I like to think of an advantage as a story. A story that articulates to the judge why voting for you is a good idea and what things your advocacy seeks to absolve.
But Professor Graham, I do LD and I never even heard of an advantage in my entire life.
Well, Kevin, that's actually a really good point. Some other ways to refer to advantages include calling them harms, or things that voting for your team avoids. Some other people call them contentions, which is really more of a catch-all term to include both advantages and harms. Typically, advantages are structured in a way that explicitly states how you solve for some issues in the world. For example, if you have a climate change or an environment advantage, then it's likely that your advantage explains how you believe that your case would help alleviate the devastating effects of climate change or environmental destruction. Or maybe you have a poverty contention that explains how you solve for poverty, at least in some capacity. In both of these scenarios, you're explaining the story behind how you access these impacts. By now, you may have noticed that I keep referring to advantages as stories. Now, does that mean that every single one of your advantages needs to have a rising and falling action, a resolution, and a denouement? Luckily, no. These are probably the most simple stories out there. So let's take a look. Each advantage or contention should follow the same general structure. Uniqueness, link slash internal link, and then an impact.
What the heck did you just say?
Totally fair, Kevin. Maybe I should break it down just a little. Jargon aside, advantages should tell the story of change. It should start with how the world looks now, explain how you change that, and finally explaining why that's a good thing. Taking our climate change example from before, let's say that your advocacy is to use market controls on carbon emissions, i.e. a carbon tax, and saying that that would help the world pivot towards the Paris Agreement's 2 degrees Celsius target. Then, your story would be that we're trending towards a climate disaster now, that's our uniqueness, that market control of emissions means that businesses reduce their carbon output to avoid getting fined, that's our internal link, and that climate change is bad because things like rising sea levels and hot temperatures kill people, that's our impact. And obviously, we avoid those impacts because the Earth right there has a big smile on his face.
I think that makes sense, but what if my advantages are more complex than that?
Oh, don't worry, Kevin. Advantages frequently become more complicated than three seemingly disconnected pieces of evidence. Often, advantages will include multiple scenarios and multiple internal links, and will instead start to look more like 5, or sometimes even 10 seemingly disconnected pieces of evidence. This is smart from a strategic perspective, because even if you lose on one impact or you lose one internal link, you always have others to fall back onto. Taking the climate example from earlier again, maybe market controls is one way that you solve for the climate crisis, but also in your advantage you explain that the funds collected from the carbon tax go towards investing in renewable energy. Even if your opponents prove that market controls fail, you may still be able to win that advantage and the round by explaining why renewables are key. What's that, Kevin?
Thanks! I already feel like I know how to play the advantages work much better!
Better? I hardly know her! If you ever have any debate questions at all, feel free to reach out to me. My email should be somewhere in this general vicinity somewhere. And just shoot me a message. I promise I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. And, you know, don't be afraid to hit the green button. Just do it. Nike said that one. You're welcome.